Welcome to the Whistler Plumbing Podcast. I'm talking with James Whistler of Whistler Plumbing. And James, when I'm looking for a water heater for my home, there's a lot of options, you know, tankless or not, natural gas versus electric. What do you guys recommend at Whistler Plumbing?
You're exactly right. It can be very confusing and overwhelming for someone to sort through the different options that are out there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of research on the internet that people go and, you know, sometimes ideas sound great, but they're just not very practical and cost effective to put in someone's home. I'll start off by saying this is one of the biggest things that we look at whenever we are trying to decide what is the best fit is it practical to install? If you have a product now and you want to change to a new product, what is it going to take to put that new product in? And sometimes that can be significant mechanical changes to get that done. Mm-hmm. So you have to weigh those things out. Just because you have electric in the home doesn't mean that you're a candidate for an electric tankless water heater. So here's the options. You have gas, meaning natural or LP gas tankless water heaters. You have high output tank water heaters. And then you have just more the standard tank water heaters. And then lastly, you have electric tankless on-demand water heaters. The gas, whether it be LP or natural gas tankless water heaters, are a very good product. There are different brands, different features, different benefits. We won't go over them today. However, we put a lot of them in, and our clients are very happy with them. We probably put in the most Navien tankless, the Navien name brand, mm-hmm. Simply because they have several features and benefits that answers concerns that homeowners have. Those, you're able to get them both in a natural gas unit and an LP unit, and they can be converted back and forth to either or of those. One of the reasons that a high output tanked water heater is attractive is if you have a finished basement and you can't get gas lines, you cannot get the correct electrical, there's some things that may have to be changed that just is very cost evasive, then a high output tank water heater will still give you almost the performance that a gas tankless will. But you can still get by without having so much cost to change over. And these units are a higher BTU gas unit, mainly are what these high outputs are. And put them in, you can still fill a large tub that you might have in your master suite, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. But they're very efficient. They can put out a 50-gallon water heater can put out the equivalent of a 100-gallon water heater, being that they have a higher BTU input from the gas line source. One of the other options that you have is heat pump water heaters, and those are mainly electric. And they're going to be very, very efficient, but not so much from a sense of putting out a lot of hot water. So if you don't have much need for 100 gallons of hot water and you want something that is efficient, a heat pump water heater may be a good option. We also have the standard heaters like they've had for years. Those did change at the beginning of this year with manufacturing standards, so they are a little bit bigger in size, mm-hmm. but those heaters are still around. You have the 50-gallon or below. You do not have the 80-gallon or 100-gallon electric water heaters anymore or gas tank water heaters anymore. That regulation, the first of this year, did remove them from the manufacturing line. The other heater that we do not recommend is an electric tankless water heater. And normally people jump on to this because it sounds like a good idea, mm-hmm. but then when they start looking, it really is not very practical. Some of the reasons that it is not practical is because in a two-bathroom home, you're going to have 120 amps of electric to run this heater. That would be equivalent to three electric dryers or four electric water heaters. Tanked water heaters. So it has to have a lot of electric to be able to run them. And then even with that electric, you're only going to have about 3 gallons of hot water per minute, which is barely enough to run one shower.
Wow.
So it's a limited amount. So you're using a lot of electricity that you may not even have to start with. But then on top of that, you're not even having much output.
Right.
There is restrictions of flow through those electric water heaters, through the tankless electrics. So you normally have less pressure whenever you put them in. And then I've had a complaint from a client that we put one in years ago that it was very noisy. We hung it on the wall in a closet behind the bathroom, and every time they took a shower, they heard this electric tankless water heater buzzing. So it was very noisy. And then I've also had dependability issues out of electric tankless water heaters. And when you put that much power and you mix it with water, it can have some dependability issues. If a little bit of water gets in one of the elements, or a little bit of air gets in one of the elements, then that can cause those elements to blow and have to be replaced. The bottom line is if you have questions about different types of water heaters, probably the best thing to do is set up a visit from one of us to visit your home, to look at your situation, to ask you the questions, and then we can guide you in the right direction. And that visit is at no charge if you're considering going to a high efficiency or tankless water heater.
Call James and his team at Whistler Plumbing if you have any questions about a water heater and what your options are. You can reach them at 540-483-9382.